Thanks for being here. As I mentioned in the statement that we released this morning, I apologize for not reporting the improper conduct of our video director that took place Saturday in London before our game against the San Francisco 49ers. Found out about the situation that day. We certainly did not view or do anything with the footage, and he was made aware that it was something that we didn't condone in our organization, and I failed to follow through and report it to the proper individuals in our organization and with the league. This incident is in no way representative of what the Broncos stand for, and no way representative of what I stand for as the head coach of this organization. And for that, I accept responsibility for it. I understand the punishment that the league has handed me and our team. And we have addressed this situation with our entire organization to make sure nothing like this ever happens again. I spoke to Commissioner Goodell this morning, and we understand that it is not only our job individually, but as an organization, to uphold the integrity of the National Football League by what we do every day. And this certainly was not a good example of that. But again, we don't condone this type of activity. We don't teach it, coach it, and nor would we ever in the future. So it was an isolated situation, an unfortunate situation. And again, I reiterate my sincere apology to Pat, this entire Broncos organization, and all the people that support us.
Josh, why did you wait so long to come forward with it, and why did you?
I made a mistake. I made a mistake. I should have, I should have done that right away. We thought we handled it the right way by not doing anything with that, but I did not follow through with it.
Why, Josh? Given the video director's track record, what was your thinking in bringing him here?
When we hired Steve, it was with the understanding that he would come here and do good work. In no way did we think that this was going to this situation or type of situation would come up and be an issue for us or for him. And that's really why we did it.
What was the rest of the time like? How did the team executives become aware of it?
Joe's going to speak to that.
Why did you elect after a given period of time to that?
I think Joe's going to speak to that too. He's got he was in those meetings, and I think again the league released basically their entire timeline, and that'll be handled that way.
No, I mean, you personally, after you got back from London and a few days passed, what was the?
Like I said, I made a mistake, and it wasn't something that I would do again.
So I maybe I not know that this was the policy, even though it was the policy in New England.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Did he not know this was the policy here, even though it had been a touchy situation?
What are you talking about policy? Like the...
That you can't videotape your opponents?
I'm not going to speak about policies from another place, but I'm sure Steve's aware of the fact that we don't want to do that here.
When did you exactly become aware of his... that he had taped the walkthrough?
We had a meal on the way home from our walkthrough at a restaurant in London, and then we went back to our hotel. And it was later that afternoon that I was made aware that that happened.
And then what did you do at that point?
Again, told him that it's not something we want to be a part of. It's not what we're about. And then we discarded the whole situation.
Josh, there's already a considerable amount of skepticism based on the statements that have been issued this morning. Why would a video director do this on his own? How could nobody else know? Can you address how, from a credibility standpoint, you convinced people that you had no knowledge of this?
I know for a fact that nobody was instructed to do anything like this, and it was an isolated situation where he made a choice, and it's not a good choice, and we all know that's why we're here today.
One more for Coach. You and Skarnecchia go back to... I'm sorry. Can we have two more? Two more. You and Skarnecchia go back to when you both came in together with New England in 01,
mm-hmm.
And that's when you guys became friends and all that.
Yep.
And you trust him.
Coached with his father, and again, he worked with us for a few years, and then he went, moved on to the Jets, and then came here.
Last one, Woody.
When you hired him, and I wrote a column
he sent me an email saying, I can't talk about the situation in New England with you now because of my circumstances, but I'll be happy to talk to you at some point in regard to my involvement with what went on in New England. Mm-hmm. When you hired him, did you say to him, what was your involvement in what went on in England? Because based on his email to me, he was involved, yet you hired him.
And there's a lot of things that I have no knowledge of relative to that situation, and I think that is a league issue. And certainly, there were a lot of things that none of us were privy to regarding that, and this situation in no way is reflective of that.